Well, I have to follow up, John, and ask you about the Ark of the Covenant Revealed, because just by coincidence, I actually bought and viewed Raiders of the Lost Ark last night right here in my house. And, of course, I remember now vividly the scene of the Ark of the Covenant, which, you know, you get this brrrr sound, and Indiana Jones says, "Marion, don't look," and all this good stuff. It's a great scene. Could you briefly tell us what this program is about, Ark of the Covenant Revealed?
Well, I was approached by Blue Book Films to do, and often I am approached by film companies to do the impossible things which I love doing. So the Ark of the Covenant was brought up, and I said, okay, I'll do it. And we were about 6 months into production. I found a master wood carver and wood maker who had, I think, 3,000 board feet of acacia wood, which was the ark was made of. So we went to work, and we had our cameraman Rudy and others filming us working on this. I was planning it all out. And we tried voltaic piles that would deliver only 100 volts. Then I thought, no, I think we're going to go electrostatic with this thing. As time progressed, about 6 months into production, we had it all set up at a metal supermarket store in Richmond, British Columbia, for the final grand finale test, which everybody phoned me and said, good luck, kind of thing. This is either make or break the show. So on a very cold day just after Christmas, these other friends of mine that owned the metal supermarket, we got ready, and we electrostatically charged it. And going on the principles that it, during carrying these units in the desert, they would build up a huge electrostatic charge. Well, it did. And it discharged in around, I'd say, close to anywhere from 50 to 100,000 volts. It sent out sparks and flames all over the place. And kind of freaked out some people who took fire extinguishers to it.
Yeah. Okay, so the premise, I gather, would be that here you have the Ark of the Covenant, which, of course, is a very important sacred object in the Old Testament and, of course, has lots of spiritual meaning or connotation, and you're finding a naturalistic explanation for why and how this thing might have behaved as it did. Is that it?
That's what I was trying to do. I'm going also on ideas I was told by some other people I know that they replicated the Ark in a university and it got so dangerous they had to dismantle it. But yes, this thing was, I would say, would kill a person if they touched it. We know that. Whole show, Ark of the Covenant Revealed, or Ark of the Covenant, is about an hour long, and it covers a lot of interesting detail, the manufacturer of it, design and what we thought about it, and then, of course, the end of it. But it was extremely dramatic at the very end. We even had entities come out of the actual ark itself.
Ooh.
Which, well, that's very interesting. A bit like the movie, huh?
Getting pretty close to that. We had a lot of other... There was many hours of entities in there, but it was so edited down that it just showed a couple of seconds of these things flying around. But it was a lot of fun doing the impossible.